Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh and final parak of Maseches Tamura, and we're up to Parak Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Yesh b'katcha b'digabayis ma'she'in b'katcha mizbeach. There are some dinim that only apply to katcha b'digabayis and not katcha mizbeach. Shestam hekdeshos l'b'digabayis. Stam hekdesh goes l'b'digabayis. Meaning, whenever you're makdesh something stam, we assume you mean l'b'digabayis and not as a carbon. Hekdesh b'digabayis chal alakol. And hekdesh b'digabayis doesn't only have to be on kosher animals, it could be on anything. Umol and b'gidulehem. And whatever grows from kachay b'dikabayis is going to be subject to mi'ila. Ve'in b'mahana l'kohanim. And the kohanim don't get any benefit from that which is kachay b'dikabayis. Mishnah Gimel, echad kachay mizbeach ve'echad kachay b'dikabayis. Now that we identified those things that are unique to kachay mizbeach and not kachay b'dikabayis, and those things that are unique to kachay b'dikabayis and not kachay mizbeach, so now we say both kachay b'dikabayis and kachay mizbeach have this in common. Ein mishan nosan mikdus shul k'dusha. You're not allowed to divert it to a different kedusha. So if you designated it as one type of carbon, you're not allowed to be diverted to a different type of carbon. And the same is true with Bedek HaBayis. If it was designated for one part of the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to divert it for a different part. U'makdish nosan hekdesh ilui. But that which is kachay mizbeach can be can be hukdash for bedek habayis with hekdesh ilui, meaning the owner of the carbon can say this carbon is for bedek habayis, and then we figure out how much it's worth, and you pay that amount for bedek habayis. Umachriminos, meaning the original carbon, I think you still have to bring as a carbon, but that amount now has to be brought to bedek habayis. Umachriminos, and you could be machrim them. You can make a cherim, which is something that goes to kohanim. So again, the owner of the carbon says, this is a cherim, and then we figure out how much it's worth, and that's how much you owe the kohanim. V'mesu, and if they died, meaning whether it be kachay mizbeach or kachay b'dikabayis, you kaveru, they have to be buried, you can't be pod to them. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kachay b'dikabayis, v'mesu you padu. But Rabbi Shimon disagrees, he thinks kachay b'dikabayis, you can be pod that you don't have to just bury them as is. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnah Beis, we said that what's unique about kachay b'dikabayis and not true of kachay mizbeach is that stam hegdish is the bedek habayis, and that hegdish bedek habayis could be chal on any kind of animal, even non kosher on anything, and you could be moel, there's mi'ila on that which grows from kachay bedek habayis, and kohanim don't get any benefit from kachay bedek habayis. Now we said what they have in common is that you're not allowed to divert it from one kedusha to the other, and that if you make a hegdish iloy or a cherim, you assess the value of it, and then you give that to the either hegdish bedek habayis or if you're machrimin to the kohanim. There's a machlokas. If kachay mizbeach dies, you bury it. If kachay bedek habayis dies, there's a machlokas whether you bury it or you can be poled it. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Zayin Mishnah Talit.